Yeah, Hare Krishna, Sumit Prabhu, are you there? Hare Krishna.
Yes, Mataji, I'm there.
Yeah, so can you introduce Prabhuji?
Yes, Mataji. Hare Krishna, first of all, I would like to welcome Satyanand Prabhu in our Bhakti Sangha Japa conference. Satyanand Prabhu is very well-known preacher in Sri Sri Radha Gopinath and is a disciple of Radhanath Swami Maharaj and is a senior brahmachari at Radha Gopinath Ashram at Chopati. And he's been practicing Krishna consciousness for more than 2 decades. And he's in the forefront in the leading youth preaching in Mumbai. He's also the committee member of Gopal Garden High School. And he also conducts various seminars and various courses based on Vedic scriptures in corporate and colleges all across Mumbai. So I would like to welcome Satyanand Prabhu in our Bhakti Sangha Japa conference for guiding our Bhakti Sangha groups. I request Satyanand Prabhu, please take this call and please guide us. Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Satyanand Prabhuji,
Hare
please
Krishna.
take this call.
Thank you very much, all of you, for inviting me to this Sangha. We'll begin with the prayers and then we'll proceed. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudire Nashta Prayeshu Avadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Nashtaki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanayacha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prem Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tatta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I am grateful to all of you for inviting me to this Sangha and giving this opportunity to speak on this auspicious occasion of so much our Acharya's disappearance day. So today we'll be discussing on Srila Mukunda Datta Thakur. Then we'll be discussing about Srila Sridhar Pandit. Then Shyamananda Prabhu and about Snan Yatra. So let us see how much we can cover today, because it's too many subjects matter and too many personalities, and we have a 1 hour's time. So let us see how much we can cover. In one of the songs, Shri Narottam Das Thakur writes that Gaurangera Sangi Gane Nitya Siddhya Karimane. So the Gauranga's associate, Lord Gauranga's associates, they are always a Nitya Siddha, those who have achieved the perfection, those who are eternally perfected beings. And having their association or having to get opportunity to discuss about them is purifying, and as well as makes us come closer to Krishna. So that is the potency of Lord Chaitanya's devotees. And each one can create waves of devotion in this materialistic civilization. That is the power of our Lord's devotees. And today what we are going to discuss is the close associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And one of them was Srila Mukunda Datta Thakur. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in Navadvip Dham, in Mayapur, and when he was performing the pastime of Nimai Pandit, and mostly he was displaying himself in that during that time as a great scholar of Nadia. And he would challenge everyone, whoever would come across him. And that's how he showed his scholarship to so many people. And all the devotees of the Lord, they would think that if only this boy would become Krishna's devotee, then he would change the whole world. That was the Lord's associate would think about Nimai Pandit. And Nimai Pandit would debate with everyone. So Gadadhar Pandit, Mukunda Datta, they were his associate, they were his classmates. So Nimai Pandit would go and would challenge Gadadhar Pandit, and he would propose some logic and would ask Gadadhar Pandit, now defeat this. And when Gadadhar Pandit would try to defeat that logic which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a Nimai, has presented, so Nimai would put forward another logic and again dismisses the earlier one, proposals. So this back and forth would go on. And this is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would debate with them. And another devotee of Lord Chaitanya, another friend, another classmate, was Sri Mukunda Datta. So it is said in the Gaur Ganodesh Deepika that who was Sri Mukunda Datta? So he was a brother of Vasudev Datta, and he was a very melodious singer. So, in Krishna Leela, he was the Krishna, Lord Krishna in Braja, had two great singers. One was Madhu Kanta and another one was Madhu Vrata. These two devotees, means Lord Krishna's associate, they were also a Gop Balak. They would sing so melodiously, it would please Krishna and Balram. So these two devotees in Krishna Lila appeared as Vasudev Datta and Mukunda Datta in Chaitanya Lila. So they appeared in the Bengal in a Chattagram, which is, I think, 14 miles from Chattagram station. So this Mukunda Datta, Lord would always been pleased whenever there would be any pastimes Lord Gauranga would want to display. So that time Mukunda Datta would sing for Lord's pleasure. So when as a Nimai, so Lord would always debate with even with Sri Mukunda Datta Thakur, just like he would debate with Gadadhar Pandit. After Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his initiation and came back from Gaya, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in ecstasy of Krishna prema, because just now he has received the Krishna mantra. And chanting that Krishna mantra, Lord had forgotten everything. He was in a complete trance. And when he came back, he like behaved like a madman. So he would always chant Krishna, 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 Krishna. So that time, Mukunda Datta Thakur, when he saw this condition of Mahaprabhu, he himself recited so many verses from Srimad Bhagavatam and solaced Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is how Lord would take association of Mukunda Datta. And Mukunda Datta always would recite shlokas from Srimad Bhagavatam, or he would chant the glories of the Lord. He would chant kirtan. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one day, he accepted the bhav of Srimati Lakshmi Devi. And as he was enacting the pastime of Lakshmi Devi, how she is serving Lord Vishnu, the Lord's pleasure. Again, during Mahaprakash Lila, when Mahaprakash Lila was about to begin, Mukunda Datta Thakur began the devotional praises to the Lord. And then after hearing that praises, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started his Mahaprakash Lila, where he benedicted all the devotees. And during this Mahaprakash Lila, when everyone received mercy, that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not call upon Mukunda Datta. So if all other devotees, they were shocked to see that everyone else got mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But why didn't Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered his mercy to his dearest, beloved devotee, Sri Mukunda Datta? So all the devotees, they requested. So this is the nature of the devotees. Actually, when others, they don't get mercy, when others, they don't receive mercy. So devotee, although he might have received, but he feels pain that other devotees is not receiving mercy. This is the nature of a devotee, basically. Paradukha dukhi. He wants to put all other devotees in front of the Lord and taking himself back seat. So when all the devotees saw that Mukunda Datta has not received mercy, so everyone requested Mahaprabhu, what is the reason why you have you not given your mercy to Mukunda Datta? He's your so dear devotee. And whenever you dance, whenever he sings in Srivas Angan, you start dancing whenever he would sing. What went wrong with him? Why have you not given your mercy to Mukunda? So that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Mukunda, he goes everywhere in every Sangha where these non-devotees, they blaspheme my form. Even with the Mayavadis, he associates. Therefore, in this lifetime, I will not give my mercy to him. So all the devotees ask, when? And when this news went to Mukunda Datta that he will not receive mercy. But then he asked, please ask the Lord when he will give you mercy. So all the devotees, when they asked the Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when will you give your mercy to Mukunda? So Lord said, after millions of years, after that he will receive my mercy. And when all the devotees conveyed this message to Mukunda Datta Thakur, so when he heard that Lord is going to give him mercy after millions of lifetime, he started jumping and he started proclaiming that I will receive mercy, I will receive mercy, I will receive mercy. That was his faith and that was his enthusiasm and that was his patience. And seeing this enthusiasm, seeing this attitude of Mukunda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being Paramatma, being Lord situated in everyone's heart, when he understood what is the attitude, that Mukunda did not think, why Lord is doing this to me? He has given his mercy to each and everyone. And he is asking me to wait for a million lifetime. So he was thinking million lifetime is nothing if I am assured of getting Mahaprabhu's mercy, which is so rare. He felt grateful in his heart that at least Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to shower his mercy upon me. And with that gratitude in his heart, he started jumping. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, witnessing this enthusiasm, this gratitude in the heart of Mukunda Datta, proclaimed to all the devotees that Mukunda has received my mercy. He will be delivered in this lifetime itself. And hearing this, all the devotees, they chanted Hari Bol. They became very happy. So whenever devotees would go to Jagannath Puri during Rath Yatra, so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would make many circles and devotees would perform Sankirtan, they would chant the holy name of the Lord. In these circles, and there would be lead singer, there would be different devotees playing mridangas, playing kartals, playing different instrument, and different devotees would dance. So one of the circle would be led by Mukunda Datta Thakur. So his disappearance day we are celebrating today. So this is about Shri Mukunda Datta Thakur. I would also like to speak now on Shridhar Pandit. So it was interesting that who was Shridhar Pandit? So during Mahaprakash Leela, suddenly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he shouted, call that Shridhar, call that Shridhar. And all the devotees, they started thinking, who is Shridhar? And then Lord said that the one who sells the banana leaves on the banks of Ganga, and one who stays in the hut near the Ganges, and whose hut has so many holes from where rainwater drips in. So to that Shridhar, where he stays, Lord himself showed the way where he stays. And all the devotees, they went to call Shridhar Kolavecha. He is the Shridhar Pandit basically. And his story is so beautiful, so attractive, that so many times Shri Radhanath Swami Maharaj has spoken on this beautiful story, that Shridhar Kolavecha, his mood, his activities, and his service attitude towards Lord. So Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, he says about Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Yome Bhaktya Prayashyati Tadaham Bhakti Uparatam Ashnami Prayatatmana. Anyone who offers with love and devotion these four items, what are they? Patram, a leaf, a fruit, flower, or water. Anyone who offers these items, one of these items, with love and devotion, Krishna is ready to sell himself for the devotion of such devotees. And Shridhar Kolavecha is such a devotee who had offered these four items together. A leaf, fruit, flower, and water. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a young boy and he disguised himself as an ordinary boy, nobody knew that he was actually the avatar of Lord Krishna. He was Supreme Lord. So whenever he would walk, and all the peoples of Navadvip would see him, so naturally all the people would get attracted to Nimai. And he remained, this is the Lord's Yogmaya potency, that he remained in disguise. So whenever this small little Nimai Pandit, he would walk in the market, so he would every day go to this very, very simple banana leaf seller, and his name was Shridhar Kolavecha. And Shridhar Kolavecha, as per the material estimation, he was really very poor. he did not have any opulence. He would just sit on the ground and he would sell his banana leaves. And what would be the price? The price, he would always task his brain to offer the minimum and best price so that he could avoid inconvenience to the buyer also. Means this is not a generally business strategy. But devotee's heart is so soft that he, in spite of whatever, so he would make very little profit. And that was his, basically Acharya says, is his honesty. And little Nimai, he would go there and he would see that this Sridhar, who is known as a Sridhar Kolavecha, he is selling this banana leaves and banana flowers and the banana fruit. One another thing was told, is written about Sridhar Kolavecha, is that whatever profit he would earn, very little, actually he made little profit, and whatever profit he would make, he would use half of the profit in worshipping Ganga. So 50% of his profit he generally used in the service of Mother Ganga by offering whatever he could offer, offering puja to Mother Ganga. So to his shop, means whatever, thela, whatever, he would arrange Sridhar Kolavecha. Lord Gauranga would every day go and would bargain. Lord Chaitanya would, you know, pull Sridhar's leg every day. I mean, he would always have a very loving exchanges with Sridhar Kolavecha. So Lord Nimai is nicely explained in that that how Lord Nimai would come to him and he would ask, how much is this bananas? How much is this leaf? And Sridhar Kolavecha would always give him a very, very fair price. So Nimai would always say, oh, you are charging me so much, you are cheating me so much, I will only give you half of the price what you are saying. You are trying to cheat me, but I will not get cheated, Sridhar. Sridhar would say, Nimai, I'm giving you very less price. Please pay me whatever I'm saying. But Nimai would say, no, you are cheating me, seeing me as a little child, little boy. I'm going to give you half. And half price means tremendous loss for Sridhar Kolavecha. And Sridhar would practically would back and forth, it would go on. And it is said that almost for hour and half, or sometimes even 2 hours, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nimai would bargain with Sridhar Kolavecha. And that was his, basically, the joy Lord would enjoy dealing with Sridhar. So sometimes Lord Chaitanya would take everything, whatever he would have, and he would have he had left with nothing. I mean, Sridhar would have left nothing with him. Whole day he was sitting and Lord would take away everything. But still, even after losing everything to Nimai, every day Sridhar would wait that when his heart would feel separation whenever Nimai would go out. So, and he would always anticipate when Nimai would come and would talk to him and would all do all these exchanges. So one day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sridhar Kolavecha that, see, Sridhar, you look so poor. All the people surrounding you, they have nice homes, they have good food, they have nice clothes, but look at you, how poor you are. Why are you worshipping Krishna? And what is he doing for you? Means, and look at you, how poor you are. Just if you worship anyone else, any demigods, you will become prosperous. Your house, as I was explaining earlier, that he had a his house or his hut. It's a straw hut. And Lord Chaitanya said, Lord Nimai said, I know what goes in your life. The roof of your hut leaks during monsoon season and everything becomes wet. And you have to take little umbrella to protect yourself. You have nothing in your home. There is no furniture. There is nothing at all. And still, you are worshipping Krishna. Nimai said, just look at your clothes. There are so many knots in these clothes. And still you are worshipping Krishna. And whenever Lord would say like this, Sridhar would really become angry. That Lord is, I mean, Nimai is saying me to give up my worship towards Lord Krishna. Again, Lord Nimai would say, look at you. That you don't even have sufficient food. And when you chant the holy name of the Lord in your house, in your hut, all the people, they become, all your neighbors, they become angry thinking that you did not have food to eat and therefore you are shouting middle of the night. But Sridhar Kolavecha would never get bothered with all these praises, all these blames, whatever he would receive. But he continued his devotion. Despite his poverty-stricken condition, emaciated body, and that devotion, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was as a Nimai, he would see. And Sridhar Kolavecha had only one thing in his mind, that some Siddhir Haritoshana, somehow or other, pleasing the Lord. Although he did not know Nimai is the Lord himself whom he is worshipping. And Sridhar Kolavecha worshipped Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna, through his devotee, Mother Ganga. So, this would go on. And nobody knew, no devotee, when Lord manifested his opulences to all the devotees. Nobody knew about Sridhar's devotion. So during Mahaprakash Leela, when Lord called upon Sridhar, that time everyone came to know who is this Sridhar. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he became very happy. He became very much satisfied, very much pleased with Sridhar Kolavecha's devotion. And in this story, we see that how whatever Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, that it's not what you offer me. It's basically how you offer it, whatever you're offering. Whether it is small, whether it is big. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing this Mahaprakash Leela at Srivastangan, all the devotees came, all the devotees brought then Sridhar in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Sridhar, now I am bestowing so many benedictions to all the devotees. Now Sridhar, I want you to ask whatever you desire. If you want all the siddhis, I can give you all siddhis. If you want heavenly planets, I can give you heavenly planets. If you want unlimited opulences, I can give you that opulences. Ask anything, whatever you desire. Sridhar Kolavecha said, my Lord, I am seeing you. By seeing you, I am experiencing that great joy in my heart. And that is sufficient for me. I do not want any kind of opulences, any kind of siddhis. I do not even want liberation. So, Lord said, but ask something. I want to give you something. And for my sake, ask for something. Please ask. So here is the Lord is like requesting the devotees to ask. Generally, any worshipper who keeps relationship with the Lord, so that his desires, whatever desires he had in his heart, that shall get fulfilled. And whenever that desire gets fulfilled, he thinks now, Lord is reciprocating with me. But here, the contrast of loving devotion service can be seen. That here, devotee does not want anything from the Lord. And Lord is insisting on the devotees that please ask, I want to give you something. So Sridhar said, if it is pleases you, O my Lord, then please bless me with this one benediction. And what is that? That whenever in every birth I take, let me be, he said that, Sridhar said that, let me always have the remembrance of that little Nimai who would always come to me and he would always bargain with me and sometimes would always steal my bananas. Let me be absorbed in always meditating on that form. I want nothing else than this. And when he said that, all the devotees, those who were assembled there during Mahaprakash Leela, started crying, seeing Sridhara's devotion to the Lord. And even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to cry. And then Lord Chaitanya said that, I grant you the highest ecstasies of pure love forever. So, it's very interesting here that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not, even during Chand Kaji's, and we were discussing that how he offered Patram, Pushpam, Phalam and Toyam. So through banana leaves, so whenever, whatever Lord Chaitanya would eat, and Lord Nimai would eat, he would eat only on the banana leaves given by Sridhar Kolavecha. And he would enjoy, even if somebody would have offered him golden or silver plates, Lord would have enjoyed much more on the banana leaves offered by Sridhar. So he offered leaves. Then he offered, Lord Chaitanya's favorite, one of the favorite dish was sabji, or the vegetable flowers of banana tree. So Sridhar Kolavecha also offered that. And fruit, banana fruit. So these three things. And in one of the Leela, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had performed the first ever march at Chand Kaji's place, after that protest or after that march, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Sridhar Kolavecha's house. House means hut. And there, Lord Chaitanya, as he was sitting, and Sridhar's hut did not have anything. He only had one pot, one mug, which is also called lota generally. So, and that lota, that belonging which Sridhar had, he would use for all other things, for washing, for cleaning, for drinking. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took that lota and the water in it, and he drank. And when Sridhar and all other devotees, Sridhar saw this, Sridhar Kolavecha saw this, he said, Lord, please stop. What are you doing? Means you are off. Means generally, Lord is offered into the best of the things. But this pot has been used for so many activities. This is muchi. But Lord is drinking water from that lota, not out of external things, but mainly because of Sridhar's devotion to the Lord. So here, Lord did not require anything to be performed, to offer anything, any item, any of these items. It's basically, when we offer bhoga to the Lord, we do so many activities. And those who are brahmanas, they know Lord means everything should be pure, everything should be purified, and it should be made in a proper way. It should be made during proper time. All these things and all these kind of mantras to be offered. And then only Lord accepts, if there is a devotion along with that, then Lord accepts the offerings which we offer. But here in this Leela, you see that Lord did not require anything like this. No puja, no mantras, nothing. Lord stole things from these devotees. And that pleased the Lord so much. That gave him a pleasure. So that was the status. That was the dedication of Sridhar Pandit. And this Sridhar Pandit was wholeheartedly given love of devotion by the Lord himself, who was not ready to part away his devotion for anything. No matter what condition he lived in, no matter how people ridiculed him, no matter discomfort he felt in, went through in his life, but he continued his devotion to the Lord. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's revelation to the world. So one of the very, very well-known pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is about Sridhar Pandit. So now I would like to discuss about another great devotee who spread Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission far and wide is Sri Shyamananda Prabhu. So in Vrindavan, if you go, in Vrindavan, there is a beautiful temple of Sri Sri Radha Damodar. These deities were personally carved by Srila Rupa Goswami. And this was given by Rupa Goswami, gave these deities, the beautiful deities of Radha Damodar, to his nephew and his disciple, Srila Jiva Goswami. And Jiva Goswami worshipped these deities. Till today, Radha Damodar Mandir, these deities are been like is offered great worship. And in this temple of Shishi Radha Damodar, our dear Srila Prabhupada was residing before he left on his preaching mission to the West. And he, in that place, he would receive so many instructions. So many times he saw Rupa Goswami instructing him. Shri Jiva Goswami blessing him. So that is the Radha Damodar Pandit. Radha Damodar Mandir. And under the tutelage of Jiva Goswami, three great devotees were studying. And one of them was Srila Shyamananda Pandit. And close to this Radha Damodar Mandir, there is a beautiful temple of Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar. And this deities of Radha Shyam Sundar has been, it was worshipped by Srila Shyamananda Pandit. And the small deity of Radharani over there is been self-manifested. Radharani manifested herself. It's a small deity of Radharani there. And that has been kept next to Shyam Sundar. So, Sri Shyamanand Prabhu appeared in Bengal area. And his mother was Durika, and his father's name was Sri Krishna Mandal. So both the father and mother, the parents of Shyamananda Prabhu, had lost many children when they were just babies. So when they had this child, Shyamananda Prabhu, actually they named this child Dukhi. Dukhi basically means one who is miserable. So it's interesting. Why somebody gives this such kind of name? So it is understood in the this is a kind of tradition in some part of India, that they would think that whenever when you lose children, you want, and generally who takes away the means the death, the demigod or the god of death is Yamaraj. So they wanted that Yamaraj should feel sorry for this child. If your name is miserable, Dukhi, then the idea is that Yamaraj is going to feel sorry for this child and will not harm you anyway. And that was the, and they also thought, these parents, so now our next child, if he survives, we will offer that child in the service of Lord Krishna. So as Dukhi grew up, he spontaneously, naturally, he got attracted to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu. So whenever he would hear anything about Lord Chaitanya or Lord Nityananda Prabhu or any one of their associate, he would run to that place with great enthusiasm. That was his attraction basically. So from the beginning, he received that mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So when he grew up a little more, so his father and mother told him that it was the time for him to select spiritual master. So when he heard Dukhi, when he heard that I have to select my spiritual master, so he said, I already have that person in my heart. I have heard about this person, and this person, my to be spiritual master, is the disciple of one great devotee of Lord Chaitanya's associate, Gauridas Pandit. And his name is Hriday Chaitanya, who is the associate of Lord Gauranga and Nityananda. So I would go to him and I would take diksha from him. I would take initiation from him. So Hriday Chaitanya, who was the disciple of Srila Gauridas Pandit, he was living in Ambika Kalna. So immediately Dukhi went to the Ambika Kalna. And when he reached there, as soon as he saw Srila Hriday Chaitanya Thakur, immediately he offered him obeisances. He submitted himself at the lotus feet of Hriday Chaitanya. And seeing Dukhi coming to his shelter, Srila Hriday Chaitanya Thakur immediately accepted him as his disciple and engaged him in the service of Shishi Gornitai's deities, which he had received from his spiritual master, Gauridas Pandit. And that is a very beautiful story. Sometime if we get time, so we'll discuss about this Gauridas Pandit story, how he received and how Hriday Chaitanya received that name, Hriday Chaitanya. So, Hriday Chaitanya, he was training him in pure devotional service. And then, after initiation, Hriday Chaitanya gave him a name, Dukhi Krishna Das. And after some time, Hriday Chaitanya sent Dukhi Krishna Das to Vrindavan and study the Goswami literature under the tutelage of Srila Jiv Goswami. So, with the blessings of the spiritual master, Dukhi Krishna, and there he met two life friends there in the academy of Srila Jiv Goswami. Who were they? Das Thakur and Srinivas Acharya. They were already there. So I had discussed about Srinivas Acharya in our last meeting. So this is a very great opportunity that I got to speak on Srila Samananda Prabhu. So these three devotees became an intimate friend and like kind of loving brothers to each other. Although they were disciples of different spiritual masters. Narottam Das Thakur was the disciple of Srila Loknath Goswami and Srinivas Acharya Thakur was the disciple of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. But because they were all serving together, they were serving their guru and there they were all united, means they were together, one in heart, and basically it is said, in the service of the six Goswamis and one in united to the Lord Chaitanya's service. So there was no boundaries to their intimacies of their affection. And they respected each other. And that was like Maharaj was explaining this one time. And this is basically the Vrindavan society. Means this is the Vrindavan consciousness. That we come together to serve the purpose of our spiritual master Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya. And on this basis we develop affection and on this basis we respect each other. So Jiva Goswami, while teaching them devotional service or the literatures of all our acharyas, also gave them services. And Jiva Goswami gave very simple service to Dukhi Krishna Das. And what was that service? He told him that you go every day and sweep and clean the pathways of Seva Kunj in Vrindavan. Seva Kunj is the place which is very, very devotional place where Lord and with a Lord comes along with his gopis and perform leelas in that place, in that Seva Kunj area. So Jiva Goswami gave him very simple service of cleaning or sweeping that Seva Kunj pathways and Seva Kunj. So he would take every day, he would take the broom, he would go and he would keep sweeping that dusty pathways for hours together. And he was feeling so grateful and honored by having such service. Although Shamanand Prabhu was very, very powerful scholar and he was advanced Paramahamsa who had got training from his great Acharya Hriday Chaitanya under the mercy and blessings of Jiva Goswami. Still, he was so grateful of having this opportunity of sweeping the Seva Kunj area. So, and this is what we were discussing, that even Lord Krishna says that we are grateful for the service that we have. And that is the attitude of gratitude. When we have that attitude of gratitude, then we do not take any aspect of devotional service to be ordinary or we take it for granted. And in that mood, actually, Lord Krishna accepts our devotion and that gives him pleasure. So there is nothing about Krishna consciousness is ordinary. And basically, in Gaudiya Sampradaya, we have accepted that the gopis of Vrindavan, they are on the highest position Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Gopir Bhartur Pad Kamalayor Das Dasanu Das. But what services they were doing? They were making garlands, they were milking cows, they were churning butters. They are taking care of their babies sometimes. And it is so nicely explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. They would take care of calves. They would take care of ordinary things, basically. But Lord Krishna accepted their love, which is even rare to the biggest scholars and the renunciates, those who are aspiring to get reciprocation from Krishna. And this is what our Acharya says, that happiness in Krishna consciousness is is very much when we can deeply connect ourselves or deeply feel grateful for whatever service we are allowed to do. And that is really basically happiness. And in that mood, Shyamanand Prabhu was performing that service of cleaning the Seva Kunj, sweeping the Seva Kunj. And when we have such mood, then our spiritual practices become nourishing, basically. Otherwise, if that attitude is not there of being grateful for whatever we have received, then no matter even the best situation, you will not experience the joy of Krishna consciousness. This is what our acharyas have told us. So while performing this service, Shyamananda Prabhu was feeling flood of joy in his heart. And one day, as he was doing this service, he saw a shining jewel in the bushes of Seva Kunj. So he went close to that bush where that shine was coming out. And he picked up that that object which was shining. So it was a anklet or ankle bracelet generally. So it was made of gold and studded with the diamond, and it was really shining nicely. So he picked up that and he started thinking that who has lost this, who must have lost this precious jewel in this area of Seva Kunj. So as soon as he touched and picked up that object, in his heart the ecstatic love was awakened, and his limbs started exhibiting the love of Godhead. So when he was holding that bracelet that time, in the spiritual world, what had happened? So Radharani was asking her Sakhi Lalita Devi that I have lost my bracelets yesterday when performing Leela with Krishna yesterday night in Seva Kunj. So you go and find out that. So she had come, Lalita Devi had come there then by that time. He had picked up. He was, Dukhi Krishna was thinking that who's this bracelet, must be ankle bracelet. And that time, this old lady, Miss Lalita Devi, took the form of an old lady and comes to that place. So she asked, this My dear child, this bracelet, this anklet, what you are holding in your hand, it is of my daughter-in-law. She lost it yesterday when she had come. So please give it back. So Dukhi Krishna Das understood that this lady must not be some ordinary lady. So he said, bring me to your daughter-in-law. I will like to deliver myself this anklet. I will give this back, but I would like myself to deliver that. So when he remained fixed on this stance, so Lalita Devi, seeing his purity of devotion, she brought Dukhi Krishna Das in a Seva Kunj. And there is a Lalita Kund over there in Seva Kunj. So she dipped his body, and when he came out of the Lalita Kund, he achieved his spiritual form of a Kanaka Manjiri. So in Golok Vrindavan, Shyamananda Prabhu is in the form of a Kanaka Manjiri, who is serving the sakhis of Radharani and Krishna. So when Dukhi Krishna was, now is Kanak Manjiri, he was in front of Radharani. So he was about to present this jewel to Srimati Radharani. So Radharani took that anklet and pressed it very firmly against the forehead of the Dukhi Krishna Das. And that touching created a special mark on the forehead of Shyamananda Prabhu, Dukhi Krishna Das. And that kind of mark nobody had seen before. And Srimati Radharani told him that because you have pleased me so much by your devotion, I want to give you that what is so much dear to my heart. And that time, Srimati from Radharani's heart manifested a deity of Krishna named Sam Sundar. So she gave it to Lalita Sakhi, and who gave it to Kanak Manjit. So this, as I told you, this deity is self-manifested. And then Lalita Sakhi said to Dukhi Krishna Das that because you have given so much of happiness to Srimati Radharani, who is also known as a Shama, and a Sham Sundari and Shama. Shama is Radharani. So your new name should be Shamanand. But you should not tell, you must not tell this to anyone about what happened here. And suddenly, Kanak Manjari became Dukhi Krishna Das. Now, Shamanand in his male form, in the material world, covered with that activities of grooming the Seva Kunj. So now, when he came back, the tilak was still on his head. All this happened in a spiritual trance. But the mark was there. When he came to the Jiva Goswami's place, so everyone was wondering, what is this tilak you are wearing? Generally we have this tilak and impression is generally not there, but impression was seen. So now everyone is asking, but he was told not to tell. Otherwise, it would have been a disrespect towards his eternal master. So, now you know how devotees could be, that when they are asking something and you are not able to tell, or you are not supposed to tell, you can get a lot of trouble, isn't it? This generally happens. So, and this is true. Even today or few years back or whatever centuries back. So generally we get into trouble that when people ask you something and you are not supposed to tell. This happens many times if you start doing some management and all this thing. This is a very difficult task. So here he has to maintain the vow, but he has to also answer the question satisfying to the devotees. And here Jiva Goswami was also revealed, means by Lord, that what has happened, why that mark is there on the forehead of Shyamananda. So the only two people were, and he was also told, Jiva Goswami was also told by the Lord and Radharani that you should not reveal this to the any devotees outside. So only two people were knowing, so they both could not tell anything. And then the things started spreading that he changing name is quite a big thing. So that time the news spread and from Vrindavan to the Ambika Kalna to the Bengal. So much thing must have got added to the story that how what has happened and why Dukhi Krishna Das changed his name to Shyamanand. So hearing this, Hriday Chaitanya, means that news reached to Hriday Chaitanya. So he became concerned about his devotee, his disciple. But what has happened? He started thinking, I gave him a name and now he has a different name. So he wanted to protect his disciple. So he came back. He from Ambika Kalna, he came to Vrindavan with all the great souls, associate of Lord Nityananda, all the devotees. He brought all of them with him to Vrindavan just to try to save his disciple. So when he met and when he asked Jiva Goswami that why this happened, Jiva Goswami himself could not tell him. And Samana, also he asked his disciple, why you have changed your tilak? Why have you changed your name? So as per the instruction, both of them could not tell. So Hriday Chaitanya became concerned about this. And then he said that, see, you are making apradh. This is not right. Hriday Chaitanya told both of them that let me, if this is really mean to be tilak on your forehead, then it will come off if you come off, means if someone rubs it. So Hriday Chaitanya, means his spiritual master, started rubbing the tilak on the forehead from the forehead of Shyamananda Prabhu. And interesting thing was that the name was also written on his chest, Shyamananda. So he started rubbing both the things. And more he tried to rub the tilak which was there on the forehead and the name on the chest, he could not remove that. All the more that started shining more and more. And seeing this, that the arrangement of the Lord and the blessings of Radharani and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Hriday Goswami understood that and he accepted that you are better than me. Because you have, means now by now that also been revealed in his heart, that actually it was Radharani's mercy on the Dukhi Krishna Das. And she herself had made that mark on his forehead. And she herself has given him name, Lalita Devi has given him a name, Shyamananda. And therefore, Hriday Chaitanya became so much proud of his disciple. But here, then again, when Shamanand Prabhu took a very humble position and said, "O my spiritual master, I am your eternal obedient servant. So kindly bless me. I can keep serving the Lord." And till today we see that. How glorious. And these three devotees, Shamananda Prabhu, Narottam Das Thakur, and Srinivas Acharya, they distributed the Sankirtan movement. They spread Sankirtan movement in different parts. So Shamananda Prabhu spread Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya in Orissa. So this is about Shamananda Prabhu. And finally, we will discuss a little bit about Snan Yatra, the another occasion, a very auspicious occasion of Snan Yatra, where Jagannath Baldev Subhadra is given bath before that they take their form, the new form. Navyauvana means this process of Navyauvanam happens every year in Jagannath Puri. So Lord Jagannath, before he takes the form, he is brought and he out of the temple and he is given a bath. So basically this ceremony is also called Anavasar. Anavasar means after Lord is given bath, Lord displays the symptom of a sick person. So his fever goes up and he is given a different medicines to get recovered. Snan Yatra, after the today's bathing, for 15 days till the Rath Yatra takes place, Lord does not give his darshan to his devotees. So this 15 days, Lord is not giving darshan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would feel a lot of separation. So for this, during now onwards, like after Snan Yatra, for 15 days, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would spend his days in Alarna, where he would take darshan of Lord Krishna's presence over there in Alarna. Alarna deity. And from this day onward, Lord is given medicines. He is not given all the bhogas. And devotees, daitas, they take care of the Lord's services. So this is the auspicious day where Lord is given abhishek of water or given a snan of the water. So this is all about Snan Yatra. So during Mahaprabhu's time, all the devotees from Bengal, they would arrive during this time. They would see Snan Yatra and all other devotees whenever they would come. And Lord Chaitanya would come back from Alarnath, hearing that different devotees have come from Bengal. So this is what is the Tithi today and tomorrow. So I would like to stop here. It's already 6:10 IST. Is there any question, any doubt, or anything you want clarification? So I would like to answer them. Hare Krishna. Vaishnav Acharya Vrinda ki jai. Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani ki jai.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Thank you so much Prabhuji for such a wonderful class, for the wonderful pastimes of the great devotees and Lord Jagannath. So thank you so much Prabhuji. So I will request devotees now, if they have any questions or comments for Prabhuji, they can ask now.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, Avashishila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Yes. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very, very beautiful class, Prabhuji. So I have a question about Kulavecha Sridhar.
Yes.
How come he knows that Nimai is the Supreme Personality of Godhead?
I couldn't.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear you.
Okay, so how Kulavecha Sridhar knows that Nimai is the Supreme Personality of Godhead?
How did he come to know?
Yes.
Actually, when he was dealing with him, that time all the devotees in, like, all the people of Navadvip, they would get attracted to Nimai. But they were not knowing he is a Supreme Personality of Godhead. But when Mahaprakash Leela was happening, so Lord displayed his godhoodness during that Mahaprakash Leela. So that time, all the devotees, they understood he is none other than Krishna himself. So then Sridhar Kulavecha understood that, oh, he is my Lord himself. And when Lord was asking him, ask something, then he asked, "Are you give me that benediction that every birth that Nimai would come to my shop and would bargain with me, and I would enjoy that very much. And I would give pleasure to the Nimai." So that time they Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took when Chandkaji's march, that time also Lord displayed his opulences. So all these intimate devotees, they understood that Lord Chaitanya is Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself.
So Prabhuji, before that, before Mahaprakash Leela, he was not knowing that.
Yeah.
But still, yeah. How come he was having like loving exchanges with Nimai, that Nimai was always teasing him and he was liking that. So how come that was there?
Mataji, just like even in Krishna Leela, no one was knowing that Krishna himself is Supreme Personality of Godhead. But all the devotees, means gopis would want, Yashoda's sons should come to our place and would steal our butter. Although they were not knowing why they would get attracted. Because if Lord is there, automatically the devotees would get attracted towards Lord. Whether they know or whether they do not. So the joy is always there, having a loving reciprocation with the Lord. That is the yoga maya covering, basically, that keeps a devotee in a state where they do not recognize, but they enjoy the pastimes with the Lord, exchanges with the Lord. So that is the covering of yoga maya, basically.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you very much. Very, yeah. Very beautiful class, Prabhuji, and very nice pastime. Thank you for taking us to Vrindavan and Mayapur and everywhere.
Whatever thank I have heard from His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, I tried to.
Thank you so much, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. If no one has any question or comments for Prabhuji, we can end here.
Yes. If it is not there, then we can end.
Yeah. So thank you all for joining. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving a valuable association. We can thank offer businesses. Vancham Kalpar Vishikirpa Patitanam Pane Vaishavyam Anand Koti Vaishavan Ki Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. His Grace Satyananda Prabhu Ki Jai. So thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Dandavat Pranam.
Dandavat.